The F.W. Fitch Company presents the Fitch Bandwagon, starring Alice Faye.
You'll never know just how much I love you. You'll never know just how much I care.
And Phil Harris.
Won't you come with me to Alabama? Let's go see my dear old mammy. She's frying eggs and broiling hammy, and that's what I like about the South.
Like all busy Hollywood personalities, Phil Harris always finds time to read and answer his fan mail. This is what we find him doing yesterday morning.
Gee, they might say it's hammy, but sure is a lot of fun to read fan mail from a lot of your friends. I got a whole stack of them here. Let's see. Dear Alice Faye, I like you very much. Please send me a picture. Nice. Dear Alice Faye, I like you very much. Please send me a picture. Dear Alice Faye, I like you very much. Please send me a picture. Dear Phil Harris, I like you very much. Please send me a picture of Alice Faye. Wise guy. Let's see this next one. Gee, it's written in red ink. You will be the next to go, signed the Beast with five fingers. Gee whiz, look at that picture of a hand holding a dagger. Gosh, I never did anything to Sinatra. The Beast with five fingers. Oh, it must be some kind of a joke. Who'd want to knock off a pretty thing like me? Still, I don't know. It's
Phil?
Oh, it's you. Say, Alice.
What are you doing in here?
Nothing. Alice.
What is it?
Look, can you think of some person who would really like to see me out of the way?
Well, let's see. There's Mother, my two brothers, Mr. Smith, your writers, Jack Benny Friders, your agent, your producer, Mr. Zanuck.
That's enough!
Phil, why are you asking these silly questions?
Well, I guess nothing. I was just wondering if I had any enemies. Say, come to think of it, do you know where that pistol is they gave me when I was in the Merchant Marine?
It's upstairs. But it's all rusty. You left it loaded.
I did?
Mm-hmm. You know they told you not to put it away with the water in it.
Well, I don't care. The water pistol was a wicked weapon with a full charge of lemonade.
Must have been. You were court-martialed for spiking it and shooting yourself in the mouth.
That's not true.
Phil, that's the door. Go answer it.
No, that might be the Beast.
Well, I'll answer it. What's the matter with you?
Excuse me, Miss Faye. It's me, Chicken Snyder from the Encino Gazette.
Oh, yes, Mr. Snyder. Come on in.
Well, my, Miss Faye, you're looking pretty today. Howdy do, Mr. Harris. Wearing a new shade of lipstick.
Well, as a matter of fact...
No, he means me.
Don't holler. I'm pretty, too. Say, tell me something, Chick. How's the newspaper business?
Oh, just fine as a frog hair, Mr. Harris. Covered a big story out here just last week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Mr. Higgins down the road got himself pushed into a cream separator.
Gee, killed him, huh?
Well, some folks say it did, some folks say it didn't. All I know is they carried him away in two Dixie cups.
Pushed in. You mean he was murdered?
Oh, he sure was, and the criminal is still at large.
Well, anyone who'd do a thing like that is a beast.
by the way, Chicken, speaking of murders, did you ever hear of anyone around these parts who got any threatening letters?
Oh, as a matter of fact, I did. One time my brother, Turkey, He got six of them in a row, but they didn't scare him none. He just ignored them.
Yeah, what happened?
Fella come and took away his car. Well, I just dropped in to say howdy.
Well, drop in and see us anytime, Mr. Snyder.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Goodbye, chicken.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Dale, you acted awfully strange all the while Mr. Snyder was here. What's wrong?
Oh, I can't explain it, but I got cold shivers that keep running up and down my spine, and, well, honey, I don't know, but I got a funny feeling that before long, all the joys of living will cease.
Goodness, have you ever felt this way before?
Yeah, just once.
When was that?
The time your mother moved in with us.
Well, that's a fine way to talk. When Mother was here, she was wonderful to you. She even darned all your socks on the sewing machine.
Yeah, she never bothered to take my feet out.
Oh, wait a minute. There's someone at the kitchen door.
Well, you answer it. I'm going upstairs.
Groceries!
Oh, good morning, Julia.
Gee, Miss Fay, you look beautiful this morning.
Why, Julius Abruzio.
You don't know this, Miss Fay, but every week before I come up here, I do a big thing for you.
You do?
Yeah. I wash.
You wash?
Yeah. Not only that, I always come to your house first. I want you to get the full benefit.
Well, I appreciate getting my order early, Julius.
Ah, that's all right. Hey, Miss Fay, your gardener was telling me you got a gopher in your lawn again.
Yes, I think it's the same old one we tried to get rid of last year.
Hey, maybe I could help you catch him.
No, I don't think so. I already sent the exterminator a note. We're going to use poison.
Eh, poison ain't no good. The thing to do is wait till he comes out in the open and then beat him to death with a club.
That doesn't sound very practical.
You ought to talk to my mother. She's an expert on the subject.
Oh, has your mother had gophers?
No, just me and my brother.
Julia.
Yeah, Miss Fay.
Goodbye.
Farewell, soulmate.
I don't know what's wrong with me, but I can't get that note out of my head. The beast with five fingers. I can see him now with that dagger. Gee whiz, when the time comes, I've got to think of Alice. Sure, that's right. Alice. Maybe when he lunges at me, I can hold her in front of me.
Hiya, Daddy.
Ah, hello, baby Alice. Hey, have you seen your mommy?
Yes. She was just talking to the grocery boy.
She was?
Yes. I heard her say she wanted to get rid of something.
Get rid of something?
That's right. She already sent the note.
She sent the note? Wait a minute, Harris. You're getting punchy. Alice don't look a bit like a beast, but still, there's her brother. Hey, look, honey. What else did they say?
Well, Mommy was talking about poison. But Julia said, no, get him out in the open and beat him to death with a club.
Say, look, kid, look, did your mommy actually mention my name?
Well, she did say something about an old gopher.
All right, that does it. This thing has gone too far. I'm going to have a talk with that woman. Alice?
Yes, Phil?
Let me see your hands.
My hands?
Yeah. One... two. He gets, he does have five fingers. Had me two trusty pistols, had me two leather holsters swinging by my side. Had a two-gated pony till the day matrimony took my bridle and gave me a bride. I was riding down that trail to Santa Fe when I met a pretty gal along the way. I said, haven't we met before? Then she drew that 44, so I tipped my hat and slowly rode away. I went riding down that trail to Santa Fe when I met another gal along the way. I said, baby, you're a dream. She says, touch me and I'll scream. So I dipped my hat and slowly rode away. Rode away, rode away.
'cause there wasn't no excuse for me to stay. Tip my hat, that was that. Yes, I left that kitten sitting where she sat. I went riding down that train to Santa Fe when I met another gal along the way. I said, baby, are you taking two? She said, partner, I'll take you. So I tipped my hat and settled down to stay. Settled down, how I cursed the day I ever rode to town. What a lie, what a lie. Ever since the day I took myself that wife. If you ever ride that trail to Santa Fe and you meet a pretty gal along the way, better stop and think of me. I was happy, I was free, till I tipped my hat and settled down to stay that day. Settle down in dear old Santa Fe.
Ladies, no one will compliment your hair if it's dull, brittle, and full of dandruff. But people will praise the looks of your hair if you use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Fitch is a real beauty shampoo that gives your hair renewed luster, a flattering softness, and that grand quality of being easy to manage. It restores the hair to a normal, healthy condition, enabling it to take and keep a wave longer. Fitch's reconditioning action works effectively on all colors and textures of hair. Then, since it's completely soluble, Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo rinses out instantly in either hard or soft water. No special after rinse is needed. Fitch cleanses thoroughly, and it's economical to use, too. Thousands of attractive women know Fitch reveals the natural sheen of their hair, leaves it romantically soft, glamorously smooth. So if you want your hair to be beautiful, to win more compliments than ever before, use Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo regularly. Fitch is spelled F-I-T-C-H.
Hey, Frankie. Frankie, come on, open up. Let me in.
Hi, Phil. Come on in.
Hey, look, Frankie, I got something very important to tell you.
Yeah? Well, sit down.
Okay.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Oh, I'm sorry, lady. I didn't see you in that chair.
Goodbye, Frankie. I'll see you later.
Who was that?
Her? My mother. She brings me hot soup. Hey, you look worried, Curly. Something wrong?
Now, look, Frankie, I want you to pay attention.
Yeah?
It's going to sound silly, but listen to me.
All right.
I think that Alice is getting ready to knock me off.
Yeah? What else is new?
Look, Frankie, will you listen to me? This is serious. Now, listen to this. Here's the reason I know. First, she sent me a note signed The Beast with five fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And now she and that grocery boy, that Abruzio, are getting ready to poison me.
Poison you?
Yeah. How could she do it? Destroy Phil Harris. Listen to me, Frankie. This is the worst thing that's happened to beauty since some guy slashed the Mona Lisa.
Well, Curly, she must have some motive. Haven't you been writing a lot of checks lately?
Certainly, but that was part of the deal when I married her.
Well, Curly, even if she is a movie star, she wouldn't bump you off for nothing. You must have done something.
No, I ain't.
Now, come on, Curly. Make a clean breast of it. Come out in the open.
No, no. If I do that, she beats me to death with a club.
You know, Curly, I've been thinking. If this is true, it could be the biggest thing that ever happened to you.
It could?
Sure. Think of the publicity you'll get. It's a natural. Alice Faye poisons mate. Why, they'll be dancing in the street.
Now, cut that out. It ain't funny.
Yeah. Now, look, Curly, you got this all wrong. Alice wouldn't knock you off of the world.
She wouldn't?
Of course not. You're too stupid.
What's that got to do with it?
You ever heard of anyone being unkind to a moron?
Gee, Frankie, when you say things like that, you make me feel good all over.
Now, look, Curly, even if she did want to knock you off, she wouldn't have the nerve. It's too big a chance.
Chance?
Sure. She'd have to answer the Petrillo.
Yeah. Sure, that's right, ain't it? He'd take her card away. But after all, she did send the note, and she was talking about poison. And you can believe it or not, but I'm almost afraid to go home tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do, Curly. I'm playing a band date this evening. On the way home, I'll drop in at your place, see if everything's okay.
You come by the house?
Yeah.
Oh, gee, Frankie, you're swell.
Any way you look at it, you got nothing to worry about. If she should give you the business, me and the boys will give you the biggest funeral you ever saw.
Funeral?
Sure. I can see you now as you leave for that place where all paid-up union members go. Wrapped in old copies of That's What I Like About the South.
Gad, Frankie, such loyalty.
Mommy, where did Daddy go?
I don't know, Phyllis. About an hour ago, he got a wild look in his eye and went out of here like a streak.
Oh, is Grandma coming to live with us again?
No. No, honey, but your father's been acting awfully strange today.
Daddy's an awful problem child, isn't he?
Yes, Phyllis, he's murder. Life's a game, but who can play it all alone? Every chap should hold the heart that's all his own. Love may come at first sight, they told me. When I saw you, I knew I had found my only love when I met you. So, darling, I know that you know that I'll go where you go. I choose you, won't lose you. I wish you knew how much I long to hold you in my arms. This time is my time, 'twill soon be goodbye time. Then in the starlight, hold me tight with one more little kiss, say nighty-night. This time is my time, will soon be goodbye time. Then in the starlight, hold me tight with one more little kiss, say nighty-night. With one more little kiss, say
nighty-night. Face.
Well, thanks, Julius, for coming all the way back again with the ice cream.
Ah, that's okay. Anything for you, soulmate.
Bye. Thanks again.
Well, home again. Gee, I'm glad I had that talk with Frankie. He's so reassuring. Alice couldn't have been thinking what I thought she was thinking. Shucks. Gee whiz, for all I know, a lot of people have five fingers. I love life, and I want to live, and I... Uh-oh. Julius Abruzzio, what are you doing around here?
Hi, Mr. Harris. I just rung up a package for Miss Faith.
Look, Julius, let me tell you something, kid. If I ever find you hanging around here again, I'm going to beat your brains out. Now, beat it, do you hear me? Beat it!
Hey, okay. You really tied one on today, didn't you?
Beat it!
All right, all right.
Oh, Phil, you better get ready for dinner. I have it almost ready.
Dinner? Are you going to get the dinner tonight?
Mm-hmm. I gave Sissy the evening off. We're alone in the house.
Huh? Look, honey, why don't we eat out tonight?
Oh, don't be silly, Phil. I've gone out of my way to prepare something special for you.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Well, don't stand there. Go get washed up. Dinner's almost ready.
All right, all right. Oh, so that's it, huh? She's going to let me have it at dinner.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, hello, Philly. Hello, Alice. How are my little girls?
Fine, Daddy.
Say, are you kids staying up to eat dinner with Daddy and Mommy tonight?
No, Mommy. No, Mommy gave us our supper before you came home.
Oh, she fed you already, huh? Gee whiz, I thought maybe that you kids could taste my food. Oh, I'm all upset. I don't know what I'm thinking about. Look, babies, you love your daddy, don't you? I've always been kind and sweet and considerate, haven't I?
Oh, say that for Mommy, Hotshot. We don't have any money.
I don't mean that, Phyllis. Now, you listen to me. What I'm trying to get at is this, that, well, your daddy may have to go on a long, long trip.
Long trip?
Yes, Alice. I might even die.
Oh, I see. You're taking your band on the road again.
Wait a minute, honey. You see, I'm...
Oh, Phil.
Yes?
Supper's ready.
Supper?
Mm-hmm. When you see this dinner, it'll kill you. Well, come on.
Honey, honest, I'm not hungry.
Not hungry? Look at that wonderful steak I fixed for you.
Yeah, but what's the stuff on top of it?
Why, it's smothered in mushrooms.
Mushrooms? Are you sure they're mushrooms?
Of course.
Then why is that toad sitting under one of them?
Oh, don't be silly. That's your baked potato.
Honey, I keep telling you I can't eat anything. Look, I'm going out in the living room.
Phil Harris, what's wrong with you this evening? I spent all afternoon getting that dinner and you didn't touch a thing.
Well, somehow I wasn't hungry.
Well, Phil, it's 10 o'clock. Are you going to sit in that chair like a corpse all evening?
Some folks say I is and some folks say I ain't.
Oh, stop acting silly and come to bed.
Come to bed, she says. I ain't falling for that gag. She'll probably murder me in my sleep. If I get it, I want to be standing up. Oh, this is awful. I wonder if Frankie's going to stop by. Come on, Harris, pull yourself together. Why did I have to be born a yellow coward? Maybe if I turn the radio on, I'll feel better.
Slowly, stealthily, Lady Wingate crept into her husband's bedroom. A flash of cold steel in the moonlight, and the deed was done.
Gosh, what a program.
With one swift blow, Lady Wingate had freed herself from the man she'd secretly despised for 6 long years. As she surveyed her work, her blood was frozen in an instant of terror, and she shrieked the dead man's name.
Phil Harris.
Oh!
Heavens, he's fainted. What'll I do?
Hi, Alice.
Oh, Frankie, come quick. He's there on the floor.
Oh, you did it, huh?
What?
Alice, will you marry me?
Frankie, Phil fainted.
Oh,
Here, help me put him on the sofa here by the fire.
Okay. Not too close. Pretty hot. Easy does it. There we are.
I'll go get him a glass of water.
Water? Okay, we'll force it down his throat. Ooh. Ooh.
Where am I? What are those red flames? And those hot coals? Gee, it's a fire.
Hiya, Curly.
Hello, Frankie. What are you doing down here?
No, Phil, you ain't dead. Everything's all right. You just fainted.
Here's the water, Frankie.
Oh, we don't need it, Alice. He just came out of it.
You get away from me, Alice, you monster. You're the beast with the five fingers.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. You and Julius tried to poison me.
Poison? Poison? Phil, I got that to kill a gopher.
Gopher? Well, then what about this note? Now, look at it. You will be the next to go, signed the beast with five fingers.
Let me see that. Oh, my goodness. Did you ever think to turn this note over?
Huh?
Yes. Look what it says on the back. Everybody's seeing it. You will be the next to go see the beast with five fingers, starting this week at your neighborhood theater.
Hey, Frankie, where are you going?
Home.
Well, what are you sore about?
Sore about? You ruined my life.
What do you mean?
You spoiled a beautiful funeral and my chance to be Mr. Alice Faye.
Oh.
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. A good investment pays off, and none pays off better in good grooming than Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. For Fitch doesn't stop with removing the so-called loose dandruff. It actually penetrates and cleanses the thousands of tiny hair openings on the scalp to dissolve all traces of dandruff. Then this more efficient shampoo whips up into a rich, frothy lather that floats the dissolved dandruff away. Yes, Fitch is the only shampoo made whose guarantee to remove dandruff with the first application is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms. Fitch's penetrating antiseptic action gives your scalp as well as your hair a thorough cleansing. It leaves your scalp tingling, your hair healthy and alive-looking, and as clean can be. So buy a bottle at your drug or toilet goods counter, or have professional applications at your beauty or barber shop. Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo is an investment that really pays off in well-groomed hair.
Say, folks, before we say goodnight, Alice has something that she wants to say to you.
Thanks, Phil. This is important to all of us, but especially so to those of us with children. Right now, the American Cancer Society needs our help. I don't have to tell you. We all know what a dread disease cancer is. Its annual toll is enormous, and it strikes both young and old. So I hope during this drive that each one of us will do all he can to help this fight against cancer. Send your contributions to the American Cancer Society, New York, or to your local committee. Thank you.
Tune in next week when the F.W. Fish Company again brings you the Fish Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris. This program was written by Bob Mosher and Joe Connolly, directed by Paul Phillips, with the original music composed and conducted by Walter Sharp. Included in the cast were Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Tetley, and Elliot Lewis. Alice Faye appears with the courtesy of 20th Century Fox.
Laugh a while, let a song be a style you fit. Shampoo. Don't despair, use your head, make your hair, you fit. Shampoo.
Men with good-looking hair agree that the scalp is the basis of hair health. So do as many of them do. Massage a few drops of Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic into your scalp every day. It is not sticky or greasy. Get Fitch's Ideal Hair Tonic. Bill Foreman speaking.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.